But of course, it all depends on how weather cooperates in those areas.
Yes.
And joining us now, hot off the press, I'm sure he's going to have the latest fall forecast for us and maybe a winter preview or two. Weather Network meteorologist Doug Gillum joins us. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Such lovely late summer weather. Good to see that this time of year.
Well, I love this. The only thing that my 65 years have taught me is that it doesn't last long enough.
No, it never does. This time of year, like it or not, seasonal drops by about a degree and a half per week. So, to savor the warm weather while it lasts, and you're just thankful for when it does last into late September. And this year, we're going to see it even into early October.
So before we get into, our future weather, I want to talk to you just quickly about what recently happened down south, and that is hurricanes. I'm fascinated. I keep telling people, and they think I'm crazy, and I probably am crazy, but I've always said I would love to be able to be in the midst of a hurricane, like safely. I'd like to be someplace where I know I'm okay and just sit there and experience a full force hurricane. Am I crazy?
Probably, but there are many people who are crazy like you. I have been in a hurricane as well. I used to live down in the southern U.S. and we did some hurricane chasing. If you can be in a safe, sturdy structure, know that you're safely above storm surge. It's just an awe-inspiring, powerful experience, and there's nothing cooler than being in the eye to just have it at such calm, and then to be followed by the worst storm of your life once again on the other side. It really is an amazing experience.
It just fascinates me. Now, let's talk about this Dorian. Now, first of all, what exactly is a hurricane? I mean, we've seen it on the Weather Network, and we see those great graphics and images and stuff. But tell us exactly what it is.
Well, they form over tropical waters, and the difference between a tropical storm and a hurricane is the wind speed. For a hurricane, the threshold is sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour. And, of course, they can get much stronger. Dorian got all the way up to 300 kilometers per hour. That's why it was such a devastating storm. But they depend on the warm ocean water is the heat engine that runs these storms. And you get tremendous rising air over the tropics. It forms these powerful storms. Once they get over cooler water, once they get over land, they rapidly weaken. What was just so devastating about Dorian is, these storms sometimes stall. They usually do over the ocean. In this case, it stalled over the Bahamas. And those islands aren't big enough to really weaken a storm. It stalls over Puerto Rico or Hispaniola. It will devastate the island, but also weaken and kill the storm. And in this case, it was just able to maintain its intensity for such an extended period of time.
We have not figured out yet. There is no way to stop one, right? Once it builds to a certain level, there's just nothing we can do other than hunker down. Or is there? I mean, I've seen the science fiction movies and stuff where they, drop, a nuclear weapon into the eye of the storm. But is there anything that we can do?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of chatter in the States about, whether you could do something like that to weaken the storm. Maybe you could do a little bit, but you'd be dealing with the consequences of the nuclear fallout. There's been some discussion about if you were to take a storm like Michael last year or Dorian, that it's reaching its peak intensity as it approaches the island. There was speculation years ago that could you do cloud seeding? Could you seed the storm in a way that would disrupt its processes? Such a strong storm is a very finely tuned engine. So anything that you could do to kind of disrupt that maybe would knock it down a notch, but there's enough uncertainty. If you were to meddle with a storm like that, and you could never prove whether you actually were the reason that it weakened, or what if it continued to strengthen? Maybe it didn't strengthen as much as it would have otherwise, but you can't rerun the experiment to prove it. And you'd have some major lawsuit issues. If you meddled with a hurricane and it actually continued to intensify as it came in, they might start assigning blame there. So people are really reluctant to mess with Mother Nature.
Wow. It just fascinates me, that whole hurricane thing. Of course, you mentioned Dorian. It also made its way, or parts of it made its way up north and put a bit of a beating on our east coast as well. Are we pretty much done with that whole season now, that hurricane season?
Well, no. I wish I could say yes. We've got a pattern that's still very favorable for additional storms right through the early October, likely to about mid-October. Now, in the short term, anything that's out in the tropics, it looks like it's going to stay out to sea and not be a threat to land. But we're not out of the woods just yet. We've got some threats in the Gulf of Mexico and potentially in about a week's time. And Atlantic Canada, not off the hook yet. Again, you can still get we had Sandy years ago in late October that went up the U.S. East Coast. So storms can still be a problem right through the end of October. So we'll continue to keep a close watch on the tropics.
How long can we expect to have this nice weather we're experiencing today?
Well, summer's curtain call this weekend. We're going to ease back next week, but we're still going to stay above normal. It's great when you can get a cold front to go through and it knocks you down to normal, and then you quickly go back above normal. And we expect above normal temperatures right through the first week of October. Of course, normal steadily dropping, so that doesn't mean we're going to continue to be in the upper 20s, but still on the warm side of normal. Probably keep that overall pattern into mid-October. During the second half of fall, we expect more of a typical fall pattern. Fall, of course, known for its roller coasters, the back and forth swings in temperature. You get a quick tease of winter weather, and then you recover. A lot of people were worried at the beginning of September. It seemed like a short summer. Fall came fast. People were like, oh, no, is winter just around the corner? Well, winter is going to come. Let me assure you of that. But it's not just around the corner. We have a lot of nice weather on the way. We don't think winter's going to settle in. You know, may tease us briefly, but we don't see winter settling in early this year.
Now, I've read the various reports that I'm sure a lot of folks have in terms of winter. And it seems that this is certainly one that's up for grabs. Nobody's got a real good handle on it. You know, Farmer's Almanac, which of course is a Bible for some folks in predicting weather, they're saying it's going to be the most, one of the most severe weather patterns we've ever had. And then you talk to weather folks like yourself and say, you know what, this is not going to be that bad of a winter. So who do we listen to? I mean, aside from the Weather Network, of course.
Of course. Well, I point out, I recognize how highly esteemed the Farmer's Almanac is by many. But, I mean, the last several winters they've all said would be that way. That included the very mild winter we had a few years ago. Of course, you know, when we've had a harsh winter, then it verifies. Now, for this year, we're not going to get off easy this winter. On our winter forecast, we have Southern Ontario right on the line between colder than normal and normal. And I think if you were to just look at January, February, March, unless we see some big changes in the global pattern in the next couple of months, which is possible, but we're setting ourselves up for a winter that does, that may start not, you know, inconsistently, kind of like last year. And then we think it really settles in January, February, March, resembling last year. I do think that we're going to really experience a significant high-impact winter, especially January through March, and we're going to be desperate to see spring when it arrives.
Best of all, I mean, winter is coming, as we learned from Game of Thrones, winter came. There's no question about it, but the best thing to do for folks is to stay tuned to the Weather Network and just look at it day by day, because it is a moving target. For sure.
It absolutely is. And, you know, I think most importantly, savor the nice weather we have now, because
perfect.
Like you said, winter is coming.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it, man.
Sure. My pleasure.
Doug Willem, meteorologist with the Weather Network. I mean, him and I are kindred spirits, really. I mean, when you think about it, he's a meteorologist. I'm a fishologist. Like, think about
it. Look at that.
Like, we could have gone to school together. Maybe.
Maybe.
Had he been a little older.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, enough of that nonsense. More journal after this. So, Shadir, go away.